from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A 66-year-old Valgagne resident is the victim in that fatal collision on Highway 101 east of Municipal Road late yesterday afternoon. Ontario Provincial Police have not yet released the victim's name. They do say the person's passenger vehicle was in a collision with a commercial vehicle and they died at the scene. The investigation is ongoing and more information is expected to be released later. Well, tonight's the big night, night one of this year's Rock on the River Music Festival at Hollinger Park. Timmins Festivals and Events Committee has published on Facebook a list of frequently asked questions. Communications Director Lise Grew says the most asked question is cash or plastic. Her answer, bar tickets are available only with a debit or credit card.
But we do recommend to bring some cash because some of our vendors do accept cash. And we have merch as well if you want to buy some t-shirts and things like that from the band.
You can hear more in the audio of our interview on MyTimmonsNow.com. On the heels of a very successful Canada Day, the Community Organized Events Committee is at it again for Civic Holiday Monday, August 5th. Dave Farrell is part of the committee. He reminds us that his daughter Piper got it going in response to negative Facebook comments about nothing being planned for the daytime on July 1st.
Instead of continuing the negativity, she suggested that we, as a community, we get together and do something. So in less than 48 hours, we put together a pretty successful Canada Day celebration at the park.
Farrell estimates the crowd at over 1,000 people. The Civic Holiday Midsummer Day in the park will also be at Schumacher Lions Park, all free. It runs from 1 until 6 o'clock. The YMCA in Timmins is looking for ideas on what kind of programming is needed for youth in town. As staff member Amberlyn Irvin puts it, tell us what you need instead of us telling you what you need. She's set up an online survey beginning with the 6 to 12 age group, but is open to others.
Say if the age requirement may be 15 to 18 or any age, we might change that view and move it to there if that's what the needs are.
You can find the survey on Facebook or contact Irvin at the Y.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.